Exploring for the long haul. After more than two decades in Myanmar, PTT Exploration and Production, PLC, is well positioned to deal with any changes in energy needs as well as regulation. Resource-rich Myanmar is poised to be a major contributor to Thailand's future energy needs, including gas and possibly electricity from hydropower dams planned for the years ahead. Myanmar may account for up to 10% of our total investments in the years to come, and the country would supply up to 25% of Thailand's need for natural gas, says Anand Sirisengtaksin, the president and CEO of PTT Exploration and Production PLC. The exploration arm of Thailand's largest energy company is no stranger to Myanmar, having begun operations there in 1989. And despite Myanmar's troubled political past, internal strife, and occasional conflicts that resulted in border closures, natural gas supplies from Myanmar to Thailand have never been disrupted, says Mr. Anand. There is no threat to the company's operations from the changes in the government, and therefore it gives more legitimacy to the government to grant more concessions, he said at a recent seminar. In the most recent licensing round overseen by the new government, PTTEP secured more exploration blocks in the Bay of Bengal. Its Zautika wells are likely to start producing sometime in 2013, and others, such as M3 and M11, still in the exploration process, may take more time to be operational. The Zautika project, which covers 12,306 square kilometers in the Gulf of Martaban, is 80% owned by PTTEP International and 20% by Myanmar Oil and Gas Enterprise. The company currently operates three offshore and two onshore blocks, while another two, Yadana and Yetagun, are joint ventures with foreign partners. We are, at the moment, looking for technology for deep water, technology that is not there in Myanmar, and for M11, we need deep water of more than 1 kilometer, Mr. Anand said. The Yadana and Yetagun blocks have been relatively successful in contrast to the disappointment of PTTEP's first venture into Myanmar. It began work in the country on the so-called Block F in 1989, but found no gas and terminated the contract in 1997. We returned the first block, a joint venture with Unocal, as it was unsuccessful. And since then, there have been a series of opportunities and more will arise in the future, Mr. Anand said. PTTEP could face more competition in the future in Myanmar if its current reforms lead to the easing of sanctions imposed for two decades by Western governments. No major Western oil and gas company has any big presence in Myanmar except Total of France. That has left the field open to Asian players, including PTTEP, Sinopec of China, Petronas of Malaysia, and Essar of India. And even as the new government starts to open up the economy and welcome more foreign investment, there are signs that it will start driving a harder bargain with companies seeking to exploit its rich oil and gas reserves. As well, as the economy grows, so too will domestic energy needs. Myanmar is now looking at greater supply for itself as there is a growing shortage of electricity, and new projects now have a clause requiring that they supply part of the gas to the domestic market, said Mr. Anand. He has also a few words of advice for investors who may be looking at Myanmar for the first time. Don't look at the short-term returns only, as was evident from the early struggles of PTTEP, which has a long-haul outlook. Once you go to Myanmar, you have to think long-term and not hit and run, he said, adding that while many drawbacks remain in the country, the opportunity outweighs most of them. These opportunities for oil and gas companies exist not just in the upstream market, but also downstream, where there is a lack of infrastructure for petrochemical plants. Myanmar, with oil production capacity estimated in 2010 at 21,000 barrels a day and natural gas production of 11.54 billion cubic feet, still lacks facilities such as modern refineries and has a very limited processing capacity. Myanmar needs things such as deep water technology, which it is looking for, and downstream operations are either aging or not sufficient to meet future needs. It is basically an overhaul of the system that needs to be undertaken, he said. Parent, PTT PLC, he added, has been looking into the possibility of setting up an operation in Myanmar, although details have not yet been confirmed.